Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel. We're holding Ayin Beis, Amid Beis, the last two lines. Where the Gemara begins, Itmar Kidsha Al Tanai. We're going to have a very geshmaki Gemara today. We're going to discuss a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. And you're going to see that Rav and Shmuel's machloikis is going to dominate virtually the entire blatt. What is their machloikis about? So let's go back to the Mishnah just for a short moment. We learned in the Mishnah here on the Omid Beis, Hamekadish Eseisha al Manas She'ein Oleh Nedarim. A person does not want to live with an Isha Nadronis, a woman that's constantly making vows and taking preclusions and prohibitions upon herself. So he's Mekadish and he says, but only on the Tanai, on the condition that you don't have any Nedarim. And unfortunately, Venimtzala Nedarim, unfortunately, she did have Nedarim after all. So she violated the condition. Say in the Mishnah, Einam Kodesh, the condition is not Chal, because like every condition, if you don't comply with the condition, you don't fulfill the condition, then Einam Kodesh. Okay, we'll stop there in the Mishnah, we jump now to the Gemara. And let's fast forward. Fast forward in the sense, in the good old days, as you know, the Kiddushin and the Suin were not together, but they were split in time, sometimes as long as a year, and sometimes even later than a year. So what does it say? Itmar, two lines from the bottom, Kidsha al Tanai, he was Mekadisher on the condition, She'ein Oleh Nedarim, Bekin Sestam, and then when it came to Nisuin, it was Stam. Was a Stam, that no condition was made at all. Zero. So at the time he gave her the ring, he did the Kedushin, he said, but Almanas, on the condition. What was the condition? She'ein Oleh Nedarim. A year later, he does Nisuin. They go under the chuppah. He doesn't mention a word, not a word about Nedarim. He had to do it. At the time of the Kedushin, they mentioned Almanash and Oleh Nedarim. But at the time of Nisuin, not a word was uttered. So the question is, do we just kind of go with the original Tanai and assume that that original Tanai is still in existence? Or do you say that since he didn't say anything, he forgot about it, forget it, you don't need the Tanai, he's no longer interested, he likes her so much, doesn't say, he didn't say anything. So we have now Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Yes, Bazook.
In this scenario, it's assuming that there wasn't, the condition was how, because there were no Nedarim.
So Rav Yoina points out, Shkoyach, that since the husband didn't hear anything about Nedarim throughout the year, because had he heard that she has Nedarim, the Mishnah already says, Einam Mekudeshes. So you wouldn't go to step two, stage two of having Nisuin, because it would no longer be an Eirusin. So therefore, the assumption is that there were no Nedarim. He didn't hear anything about Nedarim. She didn't say anything about Nedarim. The assumption is that there were no Nedarim. And now a Nisuin comes, and he doesn't say anything. He just does chuppah without mentioning a word about a native.
She was mevatel, that's not
this. Well, we're not finished yet. So I'm in it. So your machloek is now Rav and Shmuel. Yeah. Rav Omar Tzricha Hei Menu Get the Kiddushin, and now the Nisuin is Chal. Nisuin is Chal. Why does Rav hold Nisuin is Chal? We'll soon see on the Amud Aleph two potential reasons why Rav holds that the Nisuin is Chal, and therefore they are married. I don't know if happily ever after, but Lamasa they're married, and therefore if they want to terminate this marriage, then you have to give a get. Ushmuel Amar Einis Tzricha Menu Get, you don't need to get the Kiddushin, and the Nisuin is not Chal. The simple svara of Shmuel is the chira easier than Rav. Shmuel says that since at the time of the Kiddushin he was Megal Adatoi, that he doesn't want to marry an Ishan Nadronis. And now it turns out, after the Nisuin, for the first time he hears that she's an Ishan Nadronis. He didn't hear until now, because remember, they didn't live together. She lived in her father's home. He lived wherever his home was. So he didn't know anything about it. Now, after Nisuin, he hears, Shitake has Nedarim after all. So even though he didn't mention a word by Nisuin, but it went automatic. Since at the time of Kiddushin, he made this stipulation. That was his intention at the time of Nisuin as well. And therefore, the whole Kiddushin is garnished, zero, nothing. But what's Taka Nisfor of Rav? Rav says that the Nisuin is Chal, after all, he has his kepeda against the Nedarim. It's Omer Abaye. top of Ayin Gimel Omid Aleph Loitei Matamid Rav. Don't say the reason Rav is Kivin Shekonsa Stam Achuli Achlei Letznoi. The Choyim have a very good reason. The reason is because he now waived this condition. He was Moichel. And you have this Lahavdil even by, for instance, a real estate transaction today, where originally the seller and the buyer, they make a special condition, da da da, ba ba ba. But when it comes to closing, they say, what about this condition? I waive this, I waive that, and let's move on. So it could be the time of Kiddushin, Hitaka made this condition. It comes Nisuin, and now he gets to see, oh, Hitaka's such a beautiful Kala, and he heard so many wonderful things about her. Okay, forget about Yon the Darm, Nishna Darm. I'm now interested in marrying her even without that condition. So therefore he was Moichel. He didn't say so explicitly, but by the fact that he didn't say explicitly, Nochemul Almanashin Leonidorim, that's a Lechoyra Gilidas, and he forget about that condition, I waited. So that Lechoyra would be very, very good pshat in Rav, but Abaye says, but loitei metamadav, that's not the reason of Rav. What's the reason of Rav? What's the real reason? Well, Tamad Rav lefishein odom oise bi'ilose bi'ilaznus. A person doesn't want that his be'ila, which he intended l'shem kiddushin, l'shem nisuin, l'shem kiddusha v'tahara, to be boina bayis nemen b'Yisrael, al pi kiddusha v'tahara, that this should turn out retroactively that the whole thing was a maisis nus. In other words, it was nothing. Because if you're going to learn like Shmuel, that ein etzricha imenu get, that means that they were not married. If they weren't married, so what were they doing living together? So it was just a maisis nus. So says Rav, that trumps other considerations. A person doesn't want that retroactively it should turn out that he was just living there in sin, so to speak.
But yeah, it means he was mevatel it. Whether it was mechin, but that's the pshat, because he doesn't want bealishness.
Yeah,
so he was mevatel it tonight.
But that was not.
That's not the main reason.
Yeah, I understand you're saying that subtly. That's what comes out.
It has to come
in avada, because if he's still holding your tonight, then you ask him. What's the nafkamina between the two reasons? The chayyim, it's just, you know, Talmudic hair splitting, because it is, because of that. No, there's a major, major difference. The major difference is, according to Rav, Rav holds tzricha menaget. According to both reasons, she needs a get, because the kedushin is chal. The question is, when he gives her a get, does he also give her a ksuva? Aha! That's a big nafkimina. If you hold the reason is because he's moichel, it's as if he told her, we're getting now nisuan, I heard you, yon nidar, nishidar, I'm moichel. He didn't say it, it was silent. But if you say that silent is as if he was moichel, no oy bazoi, then the kedushin is chal, as if there never ever was such a condition. Because after all, he's moichel. I waive that condition, cross it out of the contract, I'm no longer interested, forget about you on the darmisha, no longer matters. So now when they're married, so then if chas v'sholom this marriage now terminates, then there's a get mita ksuva. He has to give the ksuva like any normal kedushin. However, here we're talking about, according to Abaye, that's not the reason. The reason is because ein odom oisabi losabi lasnus. So therefore, after he hears, after they have bia that night, and after he has his nisuin, then 2 days later, a week later, people tell him, I want you to know, your wife is a nadronis. What? She's a nadronis? I'm so upset. I specifically said at the time of the Kiddushin, no nadarm, and she didn't tell me, and he's very, very upset. So do you want that your bi'ila should be lasnus? Chas v'sholom. My Be'ila was a shame, Kedusha V'tahara, we got married 100%. However, I want to get rid of her, and therefore he gives her a get, but he does not have to give a ksuba. And that's, look at the quickly at the Rashi's at the top of the Omud. The first one is Loitema, says Abaye, the Kosova Rav, Achuli Achlu de Tanoi. And Uksuba Boila Mesev Loi Megarsha. Don't say that he was Moichel de Tanoi, and that if he wants to give her a get, he has to give a ksuba. That's not right. Elataima de Rav Linyan get the Kosova in Odom Oisibilos Bilazanus. Uboa Lishem Kedushin. Vafilayim Tilanadom. Even if he finds that there are Nedarim, I want this to be l'shem kedusha. Avol inyan mamoina b'tanai koi. It's the mamoin of the aspect of the financial obligations of this marriage. The old tanai still is there. Shem yimta le'anedarim teitze b'loi ksuva. Come to choy. So therefore, there's a major nafkimina between these two reasons. Whether if and when they decide to end this marriage, does he have to give a ksuva or does he not have to give a ksuva? So Abaye concludes that the tam of Rav is because ain odom oisab bi'elos bi'las nus, and therefore he would not he would not have to go and give a ksuba, because the gabi, the tanai on the original Einu Le'anadorim, that tanai, the gabi momoin, still applies. Now, yes?
Does he have the option to just, once he decides he doesn't want to be Bilas Nus, just right, to say, okay, I'm moich on the whole tanai?
He but, could, he wanted to.
Once he said it, like, that's the reality, and therefore he has to take some action as far as a get.
In both cases, says Rav, in both reasons, if he no longer wants to stay married with her because he hears that she's in Nadronis, he has to give her a get. That's what Rav says, Srichem and a get. The question is,
is that optional?
To give a get?
That he has to leave the marriage.
No, he can stay. after they got married, he says, yep, no, nishkeferlech, he can stay with her. And if ultimately he waives the whole condition, l'mafreya, then he would have to go and give the ksuba as well. However, here it sounds like from Rashi that he does not want to stay married to her because he's very upset about these nedarim, and therefore, says Rashi, according to Rav, you still have to give a get because he doesn't want that retroactively he should have a be'ila that wasn't l'shem kedusha v'tahara, was l'shem znus. I don't want that. But I don't want this isha nedarim this either. So give her a get, but you don't have to pay the ksuba. That's very exciting. This machlokes Rav and Shmuel we found in a totally different context. The svaris lechayra are exactly the same. Now, what is the different context? Ketana shalom miyana. We're talking about a little girl. Doesn't have to be so little. She could have been 10 years old, 11 years old. And she had kedushin, but this was not kedushin through the father, because whenever you see the word miyun, automatically lights should light up in your mind. Oh, it must have been a kedushin through the mommy or through the older brother. Because if the father married her off, there wouldn't be an inyan of miyun, even though she's a ketana, she would have to have a get, because as beaten a satul isha zeh, min ha-toyra, the kedushin would be chal, and she'd have to have a get. So you're talking about a ketana who unfortunately did not have a father, either because physically she didn't have a father or because halachically she didn't have a father. But the Masa, no father. And now it's the mother that married her off. So the Chachamim, who allowed for this type of Kedushin, also provided that if she wants to terminate the Kedushin prior to becoming Bas Mitzvah, she could be Mimma Enes. And Ketanisha Loimiana, it's now her Bas Mitzvah, she has her golden opportunity not only to go and say her pshatel and to go and have a good time with all of her friends, mit the balloons, but she can go and be ma'anis. But Mama says she was not ma'anis. And therefore, now the Kedushin keeps on rolling along, so to speak, and the Gdila, now she's already Gdila, in other words, she's already a Na'ara, and what the Gemara leaves out is Uba Oleha, and now her husband lived with her post-Bas Mitzvah. Guess what happened? Subsequently, at some point, we don't know exactly when, but at some point, Amda Benissis, she got up, she left her husband and married somebody else. Well, not Amda Benissis to their husband, to somebody else. Terrible thing. So that's the Shaiva now. Mm-hmm. The question is, now that she had Nisuan with Ploini Almoini, somebody else, was that other Kedusha Nisuan Chal? Rav Omar, Ein Tzricha Get Mishaini. You don't have to have a Get Mishaini because she
is. Kedusha Typhus to begin with.
With a second marriage. Second. With the first husband, right. Yes, it is a good Kedushin and Nisuin, and therefore she's a full-fledged marriage, and this other Nisuin is garnish mit garnish, and she's just basically an Ashes Ish that strayed with someone else. Maybe she did it by accident. Maybe she was under the impression that she wasn't really married to the first one because it was only Kedushin to Rabbanan. But whatever her thoughts are is irrelevant over here. All we're talking about is the narrow halacha. Does she need to get, whether or not she needs to be stoned because of the fact, or because she gets chenek, or that she gets
strafe,
whatever it was, we don't need to go into that point. All we need to know is
that she said a chattel.
Yes.
She was big lamed.
Exactly.
Get out. She's mitzvah.
Ah, oh, tazai. Anyway. Rav Omar, I'm sorry. Why can't he stay with her?
Because she went to somebody.
Well, if it happens to be that he is a Yisrael, and if the reason why she went to the other person is because she didn't think that the first marriage was chal, so therefore the whole thing was a shogeg or an oynes, then she could. could return to the first husband. However, if she did it b'meid, she said, I can't stand that guy, you're married, nishma, I couldn't stand. And she goes, then of course it would be b'meizid u'baratzin, and then she'd be ushered to go back to her bala. As well as, if it was a koyin, it wouldn't make an afkamina. If it's a koyin, it wouldn't make an afkamina with his boinis baratzin. But again, we're not focusing on those issues, we're only focusing on the narrow issue. Does she need a get from the second husband, yes or no? Rav says, no. Why? Because she's married to husband number one. No, she's not married min hatoira to husband number one, and she does need a get from the sheni. So let's understand what are the svaras of Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds l'shitosoi that ein odom oise bilos bilaznos, and therefore, after she became agdoilim, and now they're living together, even though he didn't say anything expressly, what he is saying is, I don't want to continue living only with the sanction of the Rabbanon. I want that the Bia now, post-Bas Mitzvah, since she is able to have a Nisuin D'Araisa, because she's now a G'doyla, I want that to be a Nisuin D'Araisa, because I want everything to be on the highest level. So therefore, I don't want to continue on the way we had it until now, that until now was just a Kedusha K'tana, now it is Kedusha G'doyla, Nisuin G'doyla, and I want to upgrade it to the higher level. I don't want to leave it where it was.
Is it going to happen automatically when she becomes a G'dayla?
One would have thought so. Shmuel, however, disagrees. And Shmuel says, Kol ha-boil al-das kiddushin harishoinim boil. What Shmuel basically says is, we just kind of roll along, staying with the same status that we had before, unless and until he says affirmatively, now this be'ilu will be l'shem nisuin, or kiddushin nisuin di'ayraisa. Because everything that we had until now, min ha-toyra, was of no validity. It was only the Rabbanan. And therefore, I'm sorry? Exactly right. Because if he doesn't, they could continue theoretically living until 120 and never have a Torah Dikka Nisun. It would be Midrabanan, but never Min HaTorah. So you're telling me, suppose a Nafkimina is Midraban, Midraisa, Blamaisa, they're married, a big Nafkimina. If she goes and lives with somebody else, Lishem Nisun. If, according to Shmuel, her continued marriage post Bas Mitzvah is still a Kedushin Di Rabbanan, because Kala Boil Al Das Kedushin Rishonim Boil. So it's still a Dirabanan. Min HaTorah, they're not married. If they're not married, if she goes and marries somebody else, then that marriage is chal. That's why Shmuel says you need a get mishani from the second one. Yeah, sashena svura from the sheni, you need a get. Yeah, what's up there? You get it. Yeah, Reb David, you get it. Yeah.
We're totally disregarding her.
Right.
Because if he does it, he doesn't want it. I think the pshat has to be they both don't want to be with this. That she's masking more.
Okay.
It's a because you can't have a forced chuppah.
Well, she's certainly masking to living. The question is whether she has. It doesn't say that she meant a grace that when she went to BJJ, that she's a ganze tamat chochem, and therefore she knows that automatically after Gedoylet, and she's going to be, that the Kedusha will now be deraisen for. Was Rabbanan, but he has to say affirmatively or not.
She has to be masking to be his wife.
That's for sure that she's masking. But the question is there Haskama continuing on the Rabbanan level?
That's what I'm saying. Or she disregard her. Yeah. Let's say if she says openly, I'm not masking to be your wife, just so let's continue.
That she could have been Mamanus? It should have been Mamanus in the first place.
She wasn't later.
100% so late. Absolutely.
Until when can she be Mamanus?
Until Bas Mitzvah. Actually, it's a Machloek Zemeir Behuda. We had this before. Which means another few months. But L'choyre, the Gemara always talks about the Bas Mitzvah.
This seems to imply that it's not so much about the age as it is the Nisuin, the
Bi Rishoina that happened post Bas Mitzvah. Miyun is already history. She can no longer be Mamanes. So now the question is, does that Bi automatically cause an upgrade that it's no longer Drabonan Dikki Kedushin? Now it's Nisun D'Araisa because she's like Doyle, he's a Godel. They were masking, boom! Now it's D'Araisa. Or do you say that, no, we just continue to roll with the original status until they affirmatively say, like Reb David says, that we're now upgrading it, you remain at economy class, you remain at the Drabanan Dikka class for the rest of your life.
But it seems like it's a bit of a contradiction, meaning that the fact that you're remaining at this Drabanan Dikka level, then you should still have the right to be ma'enes.
By
not being ma'enes, it's automatically saying, okay, we're switching the status in a certain way.
You're in fact, you are touching on Rashi. If you look, let's look quickly to Rashi. Look at Rashi. Tzricha get misheni. If you look at about 10 lines from the top, Tzricha get misheni. This is Shmuel speaking. The chola boil al das kedushin harishonim boil, and therefore it remains derabanan. I, the Avagav, the Moidish Shmuel Shasura Lisheni. Avada Shmuel would agree that she's not allowed to willingly go over to Lisheni. After all, the Mishnah Shleimi, it's a Mishnah Mesechus, neither the Eina Basma Ma'enes Mishavirish De Saaris. And therefore, she's not allowed to go over to the Lisheni. Now, the reason why Rashi even speaks about this Eina Basma Ma'enes, because if you remember back in Mesechus Yivamis, we said, sometimes we will allow for a Mion even without her saying anything, because sometimes actions speak louder than words. And therefore, if at the age of 11 and a half, if she leaves her husband and she moves in with somebody else, by saying that I'm no longer with my first husband, I'm going over to the second. Says Rashi, maybe we should also say the same thing, that now she's 12 and a half, 12 and whatever. So maybe this is the Mion. Says Rashi, that Shmuel agrees that Sagdoa Mishnah, you can be Mamanis after Mishaviyash De Saaris. So therefore, this is certainly not a Mion. Oy bazoy, how can she go and be married to the second one? Says Rashi, get me a bay minay. She still needs a get from him. That's all midrabanan hu. Because the whole chasana that she had initially was drabanan. So the whole Indian of miyun is midrabanan. So this is all Shmuel. And therefore Shmuel says, since we continue being boil al das kedushin rishonim, everything still remains at the rabanan level. If she now goes and marries somebody else, oh, that the Araisa will trump the original Drabanan, because Midaraisa, she's not married. Midaraisa, she's still single, quote unquote. And therefore, even though she's married Drabanan, but Midaraisa, she's not married, she's single. So now if she goes and lives with somebody else, Lishem Kedushin, then she becomes married to the other guy. You're not allowed to do it about Drabanan, Chas V'Shalom. However, if she did it, she needs a get me sheni. But Rav Sava di Araisi, Mishim Dachi Boil, Mishim Tag Lishem Kedushin Boil, like we said before, Rav says, no, that automatically, even without Lishem Yichud, once she's a Gdoila, his Kavana now is to upgrade it, and this is Rav Lishitasi, the Rav says, Ein Odom Oysi Bilos Bilazanus, not only Bilazanus, he wants that it should be a full Torah Dika marriage, and since Ben HaTorah, this marriage until now was, in a sense, like Zanus, because it wasn't sanctioned, only sanctioned with the Rabbanan. He wants to now make it full-fledged Kedusha Vitahara. Automatically now it becomes the... what's up to him?
The Higdil of Boa Levach came Mia Nova Omdavanis.
Yeah.
So Devi Thaka says this word, that before she married, she was Mamai.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's talking about after Gdoila.
If she's Gdoila.
And Raj says you can't, ain't about to marry. Yeah, that was her from a Mian by moving in with the other guy.
Exactly.
But now it's ineffective.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly. Maskin. Yeah,
Bojo. This is exactly the question. And the timeline doesn't make sense to me. I thought Mian happens until she's Bas Mitzvah. How can we have the idea that she's 12?
Right. She's already Bas Mitzvah, yeah.
She lives with someone, right. And now she does Mian. If she's already 12 and she lives with someone...
She lives with her original husband.
Original, don't mention her first husband. Forget it's somebody else.
Right.
From what we know in Yavamas, once she turns 12,
right.
The window, the time window for Mian is gone.
And it closes totally.
So once she's 12 and she lives with him, why are we even saying Mian? There's no... Mian is no longer applicable. We're saying she's 12, she lives with him, and now she's mine.
No, what you're pointing out, like Reb Pinchas points out, that Rashi used the expression, Rashi himself says, 8 lines later, that there's a Mishnah Shleim Mehibim, Sechus Nida, Eina Bas Me'enes, Mishivish Tesaris. So she can stand on her head, and she can make Me'enes, she can go to Times Square and make big placatin that she's Me'enes against her husband. It's all ineffective, all invalid, it's all nothing.
So there's no Mian. So she's a married woman who goes to somebody else. So that's
she's a rabbinically married woman. She's not a Minatoida married woman. So now she lives with somebody else. I'm holding on, I'm not rushing.
So 20 years later,
yeah.
She wakes up and she says, we've only been married Mirabanda, I want out.
Right.
She's 32 years old now.
Right.
Okay?
She could be 50 years old.
No, yeah. what I'm saying is If we have this quote unquote weak Mion, this Mion in label but not in fact, not legally, how long does this go on? I mean, you're saying she
forget about Mion. The concept over here is not your Mion, Nish Mion. The concept over here is what is the status of this marriage post she becoming a gdoila.
Right.
According to Rav, it automatically gets upgraded the first time that they live together.
Right.
They do not need to say himni muchan mzuman. Automatically, they're now married min haTorah. According to Shmuel, because of the fact that they didn't say himni muchan mzuman, until now they live together midrabanan, they're continuing living together midrabanan. It never gets upgraded until they say, you know what, it's about time that we upgrade our marriage. Let's go now have now a bia l'shem kiddushin nisun d'oraisa. Once they say that, automatically it's upgraded.
And if they didn't do the bia and she was mamayin, she turned 12 and she
can go and stay mamayin 1,000 times. It doesn't help.
So it's a question. It's a calendar dependent.
A calendar dependent. Exactly. You pass the deadline and it's all over. Mishnah. Again, this is machlokes. May Rabbi Yehuda, one man the Yama holds that you can still have an extension.
Once that time limit is reached,
exactly.
It doesn't matter whether they do have bia or not.
Exactly.
Married woman completely.
The question is how you define the word completely. According to Rav, she's completely.
Rabbinically completely. According to Shmuel,
Shmuel.
And according to Rav, it will become a deraisa complete marriage when they have their first bia. Good. Anyway, so that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So now lechoira, again, obviously you see we went totally off board, totally in left field, because who was talking about ktana mit mamenis? So now we're talking about ishun madronis. So what is the common denominator of these two? So the Gemara assumes the common denominator is very simple. In both cases, Rav holds that ein odem ois bilusa bilas nus, and therefore, if it's at all possible, he wants his beer to be on the highest level possible. That being the case. In our case, when he lived with the Isha Nadronis, even though subsequently he heard that she has Nadarim, and he was very upset because he made that precondition, but nevertheless, he says, but I don't want that anybody should ever say about me, either down below, or in Bezdin Shalmala, that I lived with a woman without the benefit of Chuk of Kedusha, without Kedusha. The Kedusha was Chal. We need a get, but I'm very angry at her. She had those Nadarim. He doesn't have to give Iksuma. Same thing over here. Legabi diktan. Of course, again, totally different circumstances. But as soon as she becomes a gdoila and he lives with her, I don't want to live with her anymore. Min hatoira biznus, meaning without the sanction of a diaraisa. Now that it's possible to go and live min hatoira, of course I want to live a diaraisa dika living. And therefore, she does not need a get mishaini because her marriage has now been upgraded to a full-fledged eishes ish min hatoira, and that second marriage is gunish begunish. You don't need a get. Shmuel, however, again holds lishita sai. Shmuel says, I'm not so nervous about the fact that it will turn out Limafreya that they live business. Listen, I had a chief rabbi over there, chief rabbi of Kishkin Halash. He was one of the Masada Kedushin, long beard, and we're Erlachin, the fine Adam, and everybody knows him, blah, blah, blah. So my intentions was pure. Everybody knows upstairs and downstairs. Now I find that she's an Ishan Adranis. Okay, she violated the condition, and therefore we go back to square one. I'm not married. And since she's not married to the first one, that's why Shmuel said in the bottom, Ein Tzrichin Men again. Same thing applies in the case of the Ktana. We don't say automatically upgraded. We leave it at the Rabbanan level. It turns out Menatoyer, we're not really married. It's business. Shmuel is not nervous about that. So therefore, we see the Chayr that the two Svaris are the same in both cases. So Freiti Mara, Pligi Bachadizimna, why do we have to repeat this twice? So Mara Tzricha, because I can make a distinction between the two cases. What's the distinction? The itma behahi bahiko amaramishim deleka tenoam. In that case of the Mion of the Basktana, why did Rav automatically say it gets upgraded and pushed up from a Kedushin Dirabonan to a Kedushin Diraiso? The reason not so much Alz Bilos Bilos Nus, Yonish, the reason over there is because there was no Tanai involved. In our case, the Ika Tanah, a Mulele Shmuel, maybe he would go and say that even though Itaka don't like this Inyan of Odom Ois Bilos Bilos Nus, Itaka, I'm not happy with it, but I'm even less happy with being married to Nisha Nadronis. And that's the reason why I made this condition right a year ago. And I'm sure she had a good recollection, because this is not a daily event that you go and hand over a ring and say, I'm giving you the ring, Hayat Mikudesh, but Almanas, that you don't have any Nadronis. So she knew about it. And I'm furious and I'm angry. And so therefore, maybe you would go over to Shmuel's side and say, this whole beer was nothing. It comes out of Bilas, no, but Lamasa, I don't want to be married to Nadronis. That's what I might have thought. We at my Baha, if it only say in our case, the case of the Tanai, Baha Kamishmuel, Shmuel would say, in this case, since he made such a clear cut, nay, the kedushin is not chal. She doesn't even need a get. Abhach, in the case of the ketana, maybe to agree to Rav, that automatically, as soon as she becomes a bas mitzvah and they live together, that it gets upgraded to a kedushin d'oraisa, and therefore, if she moves in with somebody else, then ain it tzricha men a get from that second person. So I would have thought tzricha. Therefore, you have to have both cases. So bottom line, what the Gemara is saying is that because of the tnai over here, that might be a more overriding concern than the inyan of bilas and bilas. Knows, and maybe Rav would be moida, or maybe only in this case Shmuel, but not. We have to have both cases.
What's
fine.
Looking at Rashi, what is the tnai exactly?
The tnai was that she doesn't have on her any nedarim. In other words, she's not pre-existing nedarim.
No, not that she's a nether lady, or she has no nedarim.
No pre-existing nedarim.
Because
she ain't allowed nedarim means she doesn't have any nedarim on her. Right. Because if she's going to make the dorm later on, he'll be able to be made for them the dorm. Mishas Ederson together with her father after Nisuan
makes the dorm in general.
New nedarim he can be made for. It's the old ones he has no koyach over. And if he wants to make sure she doesn't come along with this neder baggage. Now, which type of nedarim we're talking about, if you remember, we had two, we had a machloikis yesterday, we mean any neder whatsoever, or davkin nedarim sheyesh ben inui nefesh, such as shloi oichel bosev, liyesh de yayin, etc. Okay. Zokti Marietz, L'choira, I don't understand why this is in fact a machloikis. L'choira, that's our mission of yesterday. What it means, our mission of yesterday? Let's look back at the Mishnah for a moment. And the words of the Mishnah L'choira are the very case that we're saying that Rav and Shmuel are arguing on. We start the Mishnah, Mekadosh is the Ishto Mashin Ele Nedarim. Made a condition, no Nedarim. Vim to Ele Nedarim, if there were Nedarim, any Mekadosh. Okay, now what happens if he didn't hear anything about any Nedarim? Continues the Mishnah, Konsistam, now it's a year later, now we have a Bia, Chupa, and a Bia, and a Gansa Maisa, and he didn't mention anything, stop, Gorn Gizot, and Vim to Ele Nedarim, Teitze Shaloi Beksuva. Then the Kedushin Mitrisuan is garnished, everything falls away. Teitze Shaloi Beksuva means with Shloi Biksuva, she does not need a ksuva. Now, because the Mishnah says Shloi Biksuva, but she does need a get. She would need a get, but she doesn't need a ksuva. Now, who is the one that said on this, on these circumstances, that she needs a get, but doesn't give a ksuva? So let's go down to the last two lines of the Omud, which we started off today's Gemara. Itmar Kidsha Al Tanai, that was our Mishnah. Vikonsistam, the Shetach the Mishnah, Konsistam. What did Rav say? Tzrichem and a get. You need a get, and like Rashi said, according to Baya, but you don't need a ksuba because he's not moichel on the mumminess aspect, and therefore, yes, get, but no ksuba. That's Rav Salacha, this is Dr. Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says. Konsistam and a get. Teach loy be ksuba. Shmuel, on the other hand, says, ain't a tzrichem and a get. But that's not what it says in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, you don't need a ksuva, but you do need a get. So the Mishnah is beferish like Rav against Shmuel. Shmuel didn't know a Mishnah. All the Amiram knew, you can ask from a Brisis, sometimes you say the Brisis wasn't a Brisis of Rav Chiya and Rav Moshe. Abba Mishnah, Mishnah said beferish like Rav. Just like Timora, Tanan. Konsistam and imtso lehan adorim techiloi b'ksuva. Ksuva utaloi bayo agita bayo. Izoi bazoi, my love, isn't the Mishnah talking about like the normal Lashon of the Mishnah? Kid shal tanai, first he was Mekadosh shal tanai, and then the konsistam, and what's the loch you have to give a get, but there's no ksuva. Just a chrab. Tiyoftirish was a chashver a kashin shmuel. Every the Gemara loi, that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. Kishistam, the konsistam. Oh, what Shmuel is saying is that these two cases are unrelated. It's not that the two cases go together, the Reisha and the Sefer. That the Sefer continues the plot of the Reisha. In other words, the way we learned until now, a year ago he was Mekadesh, Al Tanai. He didn't hear anything about any Dharm. Had he heard that there were Nadarim, any Mekadesh is finished. Aledit, he goes on, he looks for Nushaduch. However, he didn't hear anything. Okay, so now it's a year later. Now, Konzistam, that's the Parshim Shad Namish. He was finally coined there a year later, Stam, without any Nadarim. And now he finds out, ay, she's a Nadronis after all. Then he has to give her a get and take Shalai Biksuva. So he says, Zachshver on Shmuel. Shmuel said, no, that's not the way to learn the Mishnah. These are two separate cases totally. Case number one is Makadosh Zisham and Ashin Alen Adarim. And the Mekadesh is, period, stop. Finished. Now we start a brand new case. What happens if Kidshastam, the Konsastam, meaning both at the time of the Kiddushin, as well as at the time of the Nisuan, he didn't say a word? But afterwards, when Nimtzel Nadron, he finds out that she's an Isha Nadronis, that she has all of these pre-existing Nadron from before. Avada, since he didn't say a word, anything about Nadarim, the Kedushin is Chal, the Nisuin is Chal. If he wants to get rid of her, he has to go and give her a get. However, because she has this mum, so to speak, on her, a spiritual mum of, that she has these Nadarim, therefore, Teishish Loi B'Ksuva.
Why shouldn't he give her a Ksuva? I mean, if they didn't discuss it at all, the Chayit is, he should give her
a Ksuva. Yeah, but it's not a violation.
No,
he's saying that if it was Stam, if a kid should Stam, the Kons is Stam,
I'll get married like everybody else.
Exactly, like every Tom, Dick, and not Harry. Just Tom and Dick. Anybody just goes and gets married at all times. What's the halacha? If he didn't mention anything about a neder, then it's chal and chal and chal. And if chas v'shalom, there's a termination of the marriage, and you have to go and give a get. So Rabbi Pinchas is asking. So of course you have to go and give a ksuba. However, we're talking
because she's
an adaris.
It's a mekach
tos. But it's not a full fledged. A full fledged mekach would mean there wouldn't be a get at all.
Right.
It's not a full fledged mekach tois. However, it's she's like a balas mum. There he goes. And, I'm sorry.
Agave mumen is it's like a
lemon
toys.
Law.
Yeah, a lemon law. Okay, if you want to call it lemon law. Anyway, so the point is get. We're not finished. We're not done yet. The Gemara is going to still go into it.
He really did say it during the Kedushin.
Yeah, the Maisa, that's bothering everybody, why get yeah, and Ksuvanish, you'll notice the Tap Rashi already asked this question, Ula Kamei Parich, Mai Shno Get, U Mai Shno Ksuba. That if in fact you're saying that there was no Tanai in case number 2 of the Mishnah, it was Kinchestam, Vikonzestam, is Memanavshach. If in fact there was Stam, nothing was mentioned, if afterwards he wants to send it away, you should have to have both a get and a ksuba. You're telling me, he didn't know Nadron. Oh, it's a mekach tois, then you shouldn't need a get either. So, l'chor, I'm a manavshav type of question. Rashi already bavons everybody's question. We'll see him etchim the Gemara shortly. But in the meantime, Nochamol, don't say that the two cases go one after the other. Two separate cases. The second case of the Mishnah is Kitchestam, the Konsestam. In such a case, no ksuba, but yes, get. Says Gemara. Well, so what are you therefore implying? That if it's Kiddush al Tanai, the Konsestam, what happens, the Kiddush was on Tanai, and he was Konsestam, which is the actual case of Rav and Shmuel, that machlak is, Hachanami, to loy by a get. So you're going to tell me, according to Shmuel, you don't need a get, then that's Shmuel's halacha. You don't need a get. Isn't I? So, fake to Gemara, if that's Takat halacha, let's then go again explore our Mishnah. Adetani, the first case in the Mishnah was a Mekadish, a Seisha al Manash. Let's say even a bigger chidush, because according to Shmuel, it's not only that the kedushin was on Tanai, and afterwards we found that the nedarim ain't mikudeshes. According to Shmuel, even if there was a kedushin on Tanai, and there was a konsestam, and he didn't say anything, and afterwards he finds that there are nedarim, the same halacha applies. Ain't mikudeshes. That's Shmuel's halacha. Ain't tzricha meniget. So shouldn't we say listening konsestam? In other words, go and expand the first case of the Mishnah. Don't touch the second case. Expand the first case of the Mishnah, where it says, Kitsha al Tanai, and then he didn't hear anything about Nedarim, and then Konsestam, Venimsele Nedarim, let it say in the Mishnah, Einem Kodeshes. The Kolshkein Had, the Chanavad, the Nevad, the case where there was only the Kedusha without the Nisuan, the Nevad will be Einem Kodeshes.
He made it tonight. She was Makai.
Exactly. So, Freyti Moriets, why didn't it say that? And Freyti Gemara, Hochenami Kamar, Einachanami, that's Takad Pshat in the Mishnah. Even though it doesn't say that, we have to do a minor modification. And what are we going to say? We learn again the Mishnah, HaMekadosh Le'ishlo Menashe Einaleh Nedarim, and now we add the following words parenthetically, and Bekonsestam, V'nimtzo Le'a Nedarim, Ein Mikudashes is Alt Gonesh Med Gonesh. That's Shmuel Zin. Of course it doesn't say that, but that's how Shmuel interprets the first 2-3 lines in the Mishnah, that it was not only Kedushin Al Tanai, there was also Konsestam, and in that big case, Ein Mikudash. And now the Mishnah continues on to case number 2. What happened? A brand new case. Kitchestam, the Konsestam, Teitish Aloy Big Ksuba, Ksuba Udaloy Baya, Hogita. Baya. But our Mishnah is telling us taka there's no ksuba, there's a taka no ksuba, but you do need a get. So Frank Timari, that's the kasha that everybody's asking me for. Oh my ksuba the baya. What's the Omar EF should be each in the drunas? He says, I can't live with this lady, and therefore he can send her away without a ksuba. You can get namilite to buy. If it's taka such a balas mum, you don't need a get either. And make up your mind. The mamanavsha. Right? That was everybody's bothering everybody. Yep. Everything Gemara Omar Rabba. You're absolutely right. Tzricha get me devrayim. It's only midrabanan. Me'em is in Torah when he makes such a, even though there was no tonight whatsoever. No. A regular man, a regular chosin, a regular kala, regular ring, regular chuppah, everything normal, absolutely normal. Afterwards, after Nisuan, he finds out she's an Isha Nadronis. May Ika the Dina, this is a Mekach Toys. No get and no ksuba. However, that's in the Ikratim. However, the Chum said, I'm a little bit nervous over here. People are going to go and say, what? An Ashes Isha Yoyte Shaloi Veget. If there was an official condition, he says, I am Mekadeshisli Amanas. She'ain Aleh Nadorim. She'ain Aleich Nadorim. Then everybody understands. It's no different than any other real estate transaction, any other closing. There was a condition. You didn't meet the conditions, and the thing falls away. I understand. But there was no condition over here. It was Kitchestam and Konzestam. Now it's Aisha Nadronis. She goes out without a get. Aisha's Esh for a get. They're from the Rabbanan. They said, let's go and give a get. People shouldn't make Gansa Cheshbon.
So the Rabbanan are formalizing the svara that we had about a person doesn't want to be illicit. We're just saying it's not just an individual.
They're formalizing it not from the same svara. The halacha is, you're right, that you have to give a get, and therefore it turns out retroactively that it wasn't a bilas nus, it was at least midrabban, a good kedushin. But that's not the svar over here. The svar is al tzegzeira, al tzchshash, that people are going to lead, will come to the wrong conclusion.
Yeah, it was bilas nus. Oh no, then you just don't need it.
You even have rabbis today that every once in a while when there's a problematic situation and the husband doesn't want to give a get, they want to go and try to figure out ways to go and uproot the thing with chatchila, and it was a mechatois and annul it and a bum 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 bum.
People will say you don't need a get.
And they'll say, oh, I have a case here in the Gemara. You see, I have a case in the Dranas, you don't need a get, so you don't need a get. And these causes major halachic disasters in Klal Yisrael, because if she's taka really an ashes ish, and this rabbi wants to say she doesn't need a get, and then she marries somebody, so do mamzeirim and mamzeirim and mamzeirim and tzuris atzei for oilim, etc. So the Chum said, let's be very, very careful, and on 99.999% of all cases, you always have to have a get. Where's the exception to the oath? There was an explicit tanai, and everybody heard the tanai. So everybody heard it, okay, then you don't need a get. If she's not Mekanda tonight. But if he didn't say anything, even though people see an Adronis, I can't live with an Adronis, nevertheless, you need to get me the break. Yeah, it's good. Rav Chizer said, I agree. So you can get medivrein. Rav Omer Rav says, I'll tell you, it's not get medivrein. It's rather our Tana of our Mishnah, Tzvuki Mesapkele. He has a Shiloh here. What's his Shiloh? He's saying to himself, they didn't make it tonight. There was no tonight. But the Maisi should eat not Adronis. See, he's very upset. So what should we do over here? Yes, get ksuba. No, get the ksuba. L'chor, it's a package deal. It's all or nothing. Either get with the ksuba or no, get the no ksuba. But the Tanya of our Mishnah has a suffix, and therefore got the moina lekula. When he says lekula, it doesn't really mean lekula. Rashi says it's like every case of hamoyte chamera all of araya. She wants to get the ksuba from him, and he says if she be ishan adronis, and therefore I can't live with you.
We're not married.
Prove we're really married.
Exactly. Gabi sura. However, the gabi is if she. Maybe they are really married. He didn't say an express tonight. Therefore, the Chumrah, you have to go and give a get after all. Okay. Now, until here, the Gemara was, with Baruch Hashem, a nice Gemara, a challenging Gemara, but nishkifelch. From here, the Gemara gets somewhat more complicated and somewhat more difficult. But Rabbi Yisai, it's not difficult. Nechem, you'll see, we'll go with the flow. I'm sorry, Nachumel.
Shmuel has a problem with
the
concept.
Which concept are you referring to?
So that they said it's a stam because they're a bone and they're kedin that they need to get. He said
not all of this is being said aliba de Shmuel, because Shmuel was the one that said that the pshat in the second part of the Mishnah was a case of kitchestam and konzestam. So no condition was ever mentioned from beginning to end. Says Shmuel, that's pshat in the Mishnah. You still have to give a get, but you don't have to give a ksuba. Why do you have to give a get? If he doesn't have to give a ksuba, because he's ish and adranis, so the whole thing should fall away. It should be zero. Megunish. Get me devrayim. Or, like Rava says, svuki misapkalei. But so mom
is actually
all of this is Alibi de Shmuel. Because Rav doesn't learn the Pshat in the Mishnah this way. Rav learns Pshat in the second case that he was Mikadish al Tanai, and subsequently he was Kontestap. So there was a Tanai involved. Oh, there was a Tanai involved, then I can already hear why you shouldn't need get in Ksuba because of the preconditions. It's only Shmuel that's Mikadish all of this. Good. But now we have a brand new shtickle. It's not brand new, it's a further wrinkle on the machloikah between Rav and Shmuel. Omer Rabbi, the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel is not like we learned until now. The machloikis is betoos shtei noshim, av betoos isha achas divri akol ein etzricha mena get. Wow, what is this toos shtei noshim? It's not toos shtei noshim. He wasn't sure who he's getting married to. That's not what we mean. The word toos of it means about this inyan of nedarim, that when he married her, he assumed that she didn't have a neder, and only subsequently we found out that she did have a neder. Aha, that's the toys we're talking about. But the machlok is by two women and not by one woman. So what do we mean? So let's go back to the loshen again of Rav and Shmuel at the very beginning of the sugya. Kidsha al tanai was mekadesh al tanai v'kontestam. Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Of course, until now we were talking about one woman. Let's call her, for instance, Leah. He went and first he was Mekadish Leah, and now he was Mekadish Al Tanai, Shein Alecha Nadarm, Ein Alayich Nadarm. A year later he didn't hear anything about Nadarm, his Kontestam, and then subsequently finds out Seyodu Nadarm. Rav says, you do need to get, because Ein Odom Ois Bilos Bilos. No, Shmuel says, no, the old Tanai is still involved, and therefore you don't need to get. Says Rabba, if that's the fact pattern, Rav agrees to Shmuel. Because Rav holds that you go with the flow. Meaning that since the original Kiddushin was Al Tanai, if he was so makbar at that time, you can assume that he continues having that Sakpada a year later. And the reason why he didn't repeat it, he didn't feel you have to repeat it. I don't have to repeat myself again and again and again. Shishinganuk. I said it one time, and automatically the Nisuan is just an extension of the Kiddushin. And therefore, if I made a Tanai then, the Tanai still applies. You don't need a get. Everybody agrees to that. Even Rav. So what's the machloikis? The machloikis is by two women. What means two women? He was originally mekadesh takaleya mit atanai she'ena leha nidarim. Subsequently, he was koinis. Rashi said lav dafka koinis, even if he was mekadesh ruchel, and he didn't say anything. Then it was bistam. So the same fellow Yankel originally married Leia mit atanai. When it came to marrying Ruchel, he didn't mention anything about the Tanai. So now the question is, do I assume, I see Yankel's whole mindset, his whole approach to marriage is, if she's not an Ish and Adronis, fine, I can't live with Ish and Adronis. So L'choira, I should say, that even though he didn't say it explicitly with the second woman, that he intended for the second woman that the same thing should apply, even though he didn't say it. I see, I'm sorry?
Ruchel knows that? She wasn't there by Leia's...
Whether that's a good question, whether Rachel knows it. Rashi always keeps on focusing on the husband and not on the kala. I'm not sure. We'd have to think that through. But the Lamas, as far as the chusin is concerned, okay. But as far as the chusin is concerned, the first time he said Al Menash Ein Alayich Nedar, he said it explicitly. Second time he didn't say anything. Do I attribute this concern and this condition of the Ein Alayich Nedar to the second marriage when he didn't say anything?
It's only with the first woman that he may have made the condition. With the second woman, he may be mochel it because she's Rachel, she's prettier, her eyes are nicer.
Oh, that's a good spot.
So, in fact, what you're saying is exactly what Rashi says, Aliba de Rav. But the Gemara says, so let's just
think through. It's not Teruchel.
Teleya, not Teruchel. Depends which one. Yeah, Edechran. So this is talking what Rashi says. Rashi says, if it's talking about one woman, and he was first Mekadesh or Al Tanai, and then afterwards Konsistam, he doesn't have to repeat it again. I already said it a year ago, you know my Akpod about Nedarim, I don't have to repeat it. If afterwards he finds that she does have Nedarim, both Rav and Shmuel, Kuli Alam Oida, the Kedushin and Nisuan is Gornish, zero, Mekach Toys, no get, no ksuba, like Shmuel said, Zero. Even Rav agrees to that. Where does Rav say on the Omid Beis that Tzricha Imena Get when you have two women? That what? That woman number one, he made the Tanai. Woman number two, he did not make the Tanai. Do I attribute the Tanai of the first to the second? Say Shmuel, yes. You see that this Chuzan is crazy about his Nadorim. I don't want Isha Nadronis, Isha Nadronis. Makes a difference whether it's Rucha, Leia, Shpinza, Miral. Makes a difference. All women are the same. Rav says no. When it comes to Leia, Leia wasn't such a tzedekah, and she wasn't. She didn't say Tilim every single day. She didn't go and daven three times a day. She wasn't so pretty. She didn't have so much money. No. She didn't have so much Yerushimayim. So therefore he said, make sure Ein Leia Nadorim. Oh, Rucha, Anzan Zeramasa. She had tons and tons of Yerushimayim, and she's a wonderful young lady, and therefore, Yonadar, Mr. Darim, it's a loinzach, right?
Yeah.
Which one do you like? You like Rav Svar or you like Shmuel Svar?
Especially in Tanoim. You need both sides.
Okay, so you like Rav better.
Anyway,
let's look quickly. When I'm going to finish it, you think we've gotten to the hardest part. If it's not so hard, it's Baruch Shem's Gishmak. If you look at about a quarter down the Amud, which is Machloik is Rav Shmuel. Everybody in Machloik is Rav Shmuel, about a quarter down. B'toi Shtei Noshim, about over here. B'toi Shtei Noshim. Kiddush Leia Al Tanai. The Isha Cheres, Konestam. I don't know why Rashi identifies Leia, not Ruchel. Okay, as always. Anyway, so Leia was Al Tanai, and the Isha Cheres, Ruchel, Konestam. Acharel. V'nimtu Leia Nadorim, and now we find the Dorim on Ruchel. V'hain the Teusa, that's the toys that we mean about the toy Shtei Noshim. Rav Sovar Kim and Loi Asni Bahado Tehach. Since he didn't make him a Vedish tonight, Aval Pisha Kvar Gila Daitoi, she Efshi Benadronis, even though he had a reputation, no Nadronis. Tzricha Menaget. Why? Because Dum Le Gabo Tehach Chaviv Olei. Maybe she's much more beloved in his eyes. For the company, not so much. Ishmael Amakim, the Goli, die to Goli. Everybody knows Yankel is crazy about.
He's not changing.
I'm sorry?
He is who he is. He knows.
Exactly. Everybody knows he is Mr. Ishmael. E.F. Shimon Adronis, he has a big sign on his front and on his back. E.F. Shimon Adronis, I don't have to repeat it every time. Everybody knows that I'm a Meshugal Oisadovar, and he doesn't have to repeat it a second time. So that's the Machloikis says Rabba in the words of which we started. So in my Kidsha Altanai, Kidsha who lay out tonight, and then the Konzistam, and then he married Ruchel without a Tanai, says Rav, Tricham and Get. Ruchel needs the Get, because since he didn't say it, maybe Chaviva Ale. Shmuel said, no, once he's Megaladas, ain't the Shechem get even from the second. Mechudish to Kipshat, but we're not even finished yet. So, Omer Rab, Machloikim Tosh, Shtei Noshim. Abba Tosh, Isha Achaz, Dibia Kol, everybody would agree to Shmuel that ain't the Shechem get. You don't have to repeat the tonight. Omer Abayas says, not to Rabba. I don't understand what you're saying. V'masnisen d'to'us isha achasi v'kom mizvinan t'yufta minei. You're saying, Rabba, that in the case of isha achas divrei akol, everybody would agree that ain't a tzricha mena get. You don't need a get. Our Mishnah l'choyre is talking about to'us isha achas. Right? I don't see anything in our Mishnah about Leah mit Ruchel. It's mashma with the same
Aleha.
Lady.
He says Aleha. It sounds like one woman. Yeah.
That doesn't ishver, because even according to the case of the two Noshim, I don't care anymore whether Leia had Nadorim and didn't have Nadorim. I'm worried about whether Rochel nimsa Leah.
Okay,
Nishkrafner. The Kod Mosvinan, Minei, we asked Akasha, the word Mosvinan is related to the word Tiufta. Because Mosvinan, Tiufta Minei, we asked. Yeah, the verb form of the word tiyufta, the word meisve. Yeah, so Gemara said just a few lines ago. Remember, on the Omer Aleph, after we concluded the Machloikas Rav and Shmuel, we said Tana. Didn't we learn the Mishnah Beferish? What did it say Beferish in our Mishnah? That first Mekadesh Isha Amanash and Leon Adarim, and then it says Konzestam, and we assume that that's all one case, right? Not two cases, one case. And we asked the Kasha on Shmuel. And we never understood until now that the Mishnah is talking about two women. We always assumed that it's talking about one woman. And therefore, how did the Bnei Yeshiva go and ask Akasha on Shmuel from our Mishnah? And you're saying, because Divya called everybody. I don't understand. If you're saying, Rabbah, that in this case of the Isha Achas Divya Kol in its Richa Meneget. So what's the Kasha from our Mishnah? Because the Mishnah, we asked the Kasha on Shmuel. And what does it say in our Mishnah? The consistent will adorim. No Ksuba, but there is a din of get. And we asked the Kasha Shmuel, oh, you see, by Isha Achas is a din of get. How do we ask such a Kasha even? Didn't you tell me that everybody, all the B'nai Yeshiva, everybody agrees that in a case of Isha Achas, you would not have to have a get? Yet, the very mission that we started off yesterday, and which we already quoted today, the way we asked the original Kasha on Shmuel on the Amud Aleph, before we said that these are two separate cases, Kiddushin in one case, and now new case of Kitchestam, we asked the Kasha on Shmuel, so much Isha Achas, and we were medaik from the Mishnah that in fact she does need a get. And you're telling me that everybody agrees if we call Eidus Rishchem Meni Get. So the Choyra, the fact that the Gemara asks this Kasha, is a simon, it's not Divriya Koy like you're saying, Rabom. It does the Kasha of Abai. It's Dr. Gemara, Eli Itmar, Hochi Itmar. Good gefragt, and because of that, says Rabba, I'm going to change now what I said until now. And the machloikis betois isha achas ke'en shtei noshim. Abetois isha achas greatest a divya kol ein etzricha meniget. What does that mean? Tois isha achas en shtei noshim. You can have one woman that is like two women. How is one woman like two women? What happens? He's Mekadish Leah. No more Ruchel, just Leah. He's Mekadish Leah. And he says to Leah, Leah, I'm giving you the ring. Amanas She'ein Alayach Nadar. Okay. And Yonisuan, Nishnisuan, ultimately he gave her a get. For whatever reason it didn't work out, he gave her a get. And then after that, a few months later, after he's been in the Shidduch market and he sees, boy, it's very small, very short pickings over here. And therefore he says, you know what? I'm going to be machzik l'shasai. And of course she was not married in between. If she married in between, he wouldn't be able to. And he says, I'm going to go marry again. And guess what happens? This time, when he gave the ring, they went under the chuppah, he didn't say a word about Nedarim. Konsistam. Kidshe v'konsistam. And now they talk, he get married with a lot of hoopla and a lot of everybody's happy, boom, boom, boom. And then a few days later he finds out, she has Nedarim after all. So by the first marriage, he was explicit and he says, Al Menashe ain't alaych Nedarim. And then that marriage fell away because she wasn't pretty enough, she didn't daven enough, she wasn't Baal Chesed enough, there wasn't enough money, whatever it was. Boom.
She had no Nedarim.
He doesn't even know about Nedarim. They didn't even talk about that. The original condition was, yeah, there was a get. 100% there was a get, and the get was signed by great rabbis. You don't have to have a get, you only have to have two Eidim. But anyway, the Masada get was a great rabbi, either from Kushkin Halish or else from
Junjush.
Okay, so another town. But the point was that it was there was the Rabbi Krieger Zechon Levracha, was a very, very great Talmud Chochem. He was the famous Masada Gittin for the Agudas Rabbanim. Great Talmud Chochem. Anyway, from time to the every rabbinical organization usually has one Masada Gittin because these are very, very intricate, very, very difficult halachas. Anyway, from time to time, he was also Masada Kedusha because he had Choshev Arav, Choshev Talmud Chochem. And very often after the marriage, after the Chuppah Kedusha, everybody's happy, mazel tov, so he would go and say, no, Zalzan Sim Gittin, which in Yiddish means it should all work out good. That's literally. Okay. But people interpreted that to mean, I wouldn't mind having some more business. I'm sure he didn't mean it. He was a very, very great Talmud Chochem, Chasishal. But that was a vertel that people used to go and say. So anyway, so over here, he was talking Mekadosher al Tanai. And what was the Tanai? She'ein alayich nedarim. For whatever reason, this Shidduch didn't work out. He gave her a get.
As in Arusa? Because he wasn't coming?
It could even be a Kemitza Kenusa. Whatever it was.
But it says it feels like it didn't even get there.
Fine, mask him. Your nish. I mean, they were now getting off onto details which are unnecessary. The point is, he gave her a get, and now the second time he marries her, and the second time he didn't mention a word about Nedarim, but then he finds out that she, in fact, did have Nedarim. So now that's what the Gemara means. Isha achas ke'en shtei nashim. And that's where we have the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If it would have been just one marriage, first kidsha mita tanai, and then konsistam, everybody would agree, both Rav and Shmuel in particular, Rav would agree to Shmuel, you don't need a get. Why? Because the nisun is just a continuation of the original kiddushin, and the original kiddushin had that tanai in it, so therefore the tanai is baked into the whole process. It's chilu, he said it, You don't need it. Now the machlokes is when he marries her the second time and he didn't mention anything about Nedarim, does that mean now he's changed his mind? He said, forget about all these preconditions, are only getting me into trouble. I want to live happily ever after. And he marries her without any conditions. Or, even though he didn't mention it, afterwards when he finds out, Sprinza, you remember, not Sprinza, Leia, yeah, whoever, you remember that the first time that I made that condition, I didn't have to repeat it, you remembered it. No, why you have all in the dorm, you didn't tell me, no. Now the question is, do you have to have a get the second time or not? That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav matzrichim and a get by the fact that he didn't restate it, therefore, he was moichel, and he says, I don't want, not that he's moichel, I don't want anyone to darm, I'm not talking about it, forget about it, no more conditions. Shmuel says, no, he doesn't have to repeat it, it's automatic from the first marriage. As they land, Rabba Nubshat in Rabbi Shmuel. Isn't it Gishmak, Rabbi Isai? I told you it'd be Gishmak, yeah.
We're still employing the same spartas about maybe he likes the second one better, meaning he likes the second time around better, or?
Well, it's not the second one, but it could be the second time around.
And he likes it better, and therefore he's
moichel. It could be, he says, that I found that. Yeah, he could have married somebody else. The reason why I'm marrying the second time could be Rav says, I heard about all the wonderful malice, and therefore I want to take her back after all. And then Shmuel says, he wants to take her back, but only with the continuing Tanai, mit the Ishan Adronis Tanai, baked in, even though he doesn't say explicitly, it's implicit. Anyway, so those are the Shaili, yeah, it's Frank Timor Nochon, Idma Hochi, Idma Omerab, Machlik, Betoys Ishachas, Kenshtay Noshim, Apatoys Ishachas, greatest means only one marriage, never call Enes Rechamanigan. Frank Timor, Ace for Yabai. So Abai now brings a new Brysa from left field. What's his new Brysa? Kinshtay Betoys. He was Makadish Isha B'Toros. Now it doesn't say in the Brisa what the Toos was. The reason why the Gemara is bringing this Brisa is because the Gemara is going to assume that the word Toos is used the same way as we use it until now. It was a Toos in the Dorm. Meaning that he married her originally with the preconception. He didn't say it tonight. A conception that she did not have it any in the Dorm. And afterwards he realized, oi, what a big boo-boo I made. She has all the Nidarim on her. That's what Gemara assumes. But we're just introducing that so you'll see what the Kasha of Abai is. Zekitchen B'tos. Or he gave her Pachas Mishava Pruta. Afterwards they weighed the ring and they found out the total amount of silver was less than a Shava Pruta. It looks nice and white and pretty, but Lamaisa, it was copper, it was thin. It didn't have enough silver content. It was less than Shava Pruta. Became cotton, shekidesh, a cotton that was mekadesh as isha, and we know a cotton that's mekadesh does not have legal effect because he's not a bar mitzvah. Even though she, in the meantime, he and she not so important, but he became a bar mitzvah in between. In other words, before his bar mitzvah, he was mekadesh as isha. After that, he became bar mitzvah before nisuin, and during the entire time of erusin, he was sending Sivloinois, care packages and shlachmunis to his arusa, ain't a mekudeshes. Why don't they say the Sivloinois is certainly worth a Shava Pruta? Maybe that should be the kes of Kiddushin. Says the Brisa, Shemachmas Kiddushin Rishonim Sholach. He gave that Almanas. In other words, this was not intended to be an Ay Kiddushin each time, a new Kiddushin, new Kiddushin, new Kiddushin. The original Kiddushin I made 6 months ago. And these are just Sivloinois, nice presents to endear you to me and me to you to have a cure of Halavolis. Okay. And that's the first part of the Brisa. Now the Brisa continues on. What happens if now, subsequent means after the Kiddushin B'Toros, or after the Pachas Mishava Prut, or after the Kotten Shekiddush, in Bo'alu, afterwards he's now a Godel in the latter cases, and he's Boil, Zukta Tanakama, Konu. Reb Shimon Yehuda Mishim Reb Shmuel Omar, in Bo'alu, Loi Konu. Okay. Now, Frank the Gemara Yetz, V'Hocha, let's focus on case number one of this Brisa. The first case was Kiddushin B'Toros. The toys isha achasi. We're not talking about two women. We're only talking about one woman. And it says that he made a toys. What's the toys about? Upligi. And there's obviously a machloikas Tanakama says in Boalu Kano. Reb Shimon Yehuda says no in Boalu Kano. My love, aren't we talking about a toys nidorim? And therefore we're talking about that what? That he was mekadish stam and konsa stam, and they got married. And we're talking about that there was a kiddushin b'toros. And we have a machloikas whether the bia was a to be koina or not, which is the choira case of Isha Achas. And we see there's a machloikis. Why did Rabba say that the whole machloikis Rav in Shmuel is only by either two noshim, the first pshat, or isha achas ken shtei noshim. I see beferish in Brice, we're talking about isha achas, no ken shtei noshim. And there's a machloikis. Not Rav and Shmuel, there's a machloikis in the Brisa. So if there's a machloikis tanum in the Brisa, you can say that the same machloikis is also Rav and Shmuel. And notice Rabbi said before, but isha achas dibriakar, the comes of Welt, everybody says ein tzricha. When I used to come to Welt, I see it's a big machloikis in this Brisa. Everything will lie. When it says kitchen but toys, the toys have nothing to do with the dharm. You're so obsessed with the dharm. Forget about the dharm. The price is talking about the toys was Bachel Mishav and Pruta. That he and she both thought that the ring was worth more than a Shav and Pruta. It turns out that it's less than a Shav and Pruta. But subsequently he made beer. So do I say that that beer is like Al Manas, the original Kiddushin, since the Kiddushin wasn't Chal, so the beer wasn't Chal? Or do I say, no, Kiddushin taken up, but now this beer effects Kiddushin and Nisuan. Dos is the machlokes. In fact, Yimara, so you're telling me the toys have nothing to do with Ndarim, nothing to do with our sugya. It's talking about Sheva Pruta. In fact, Yimara, Pachim B'Sheva Pruta Behedik Tani Law. That's the second case. Case number one is Kitchen B'Toys. Case number two is Pachim B'Sheva Pruta. And now you're telling me that's one case? What's going on? The Yimara, Eina Chanami, Kitchen B'Toys, Pachim B'Sheva Pruta, Purusha Kamafarish. Really, Behedik Tani Law. It said the Fesh, Kitchen B'Toys, Pachim B'Sheva Pruta. There's like two cases. Everybody, Purusha Kamafarish, Kitchen B'Toys. Okay, so what type of toys are you talking about? Now you're thinking the Dharm. We're not talking about the Dharm. So what's the machlokes? The Maikam Befigi. Marsa v'odam yodeish en kiddushin toifsin b'pachim b'shava pruta. He knows that in case this ring, in fact, is less than a shava pruta, the gomer b'al l'shem kiddushin, he says, you know what? We have the beer now. Your shava pruta is shava pruta, but a beer is a beer is a beer, and therefore this is going to be now the real McCoy, even if the other one wasn't, but now we're fully met. He doesn't know the halacha, and therefore he assumes that automatically everything is fine. And therefore he assumes, just like this, the ring is a pretty ring, don't I? I don't even know what Shavu Pruta means. I just know it's a ring. I gave it to her.
Did he realize it's not worth
a
Shavu Pruta, though?
Either he doesn't realize Shavu Pruta, he doesn't realize this halacha that less than a Shavu Pruta ain't condition toss. Assumes that kesem means even a mashal. And therefore, when he did the beer, he's assuming that it's all just going with the flow of the original kiddushin. The original kiddushin wasn't chal, because he didn't have a shavu pruta. So this beer is also not chal. So, but Malamai says nothing to do with our case in the Dharm, so therefore, it was a good kasha of a bayit. But the Gemara said, no, it's really one case, not two separate cases. Okay. Thank you for Eisicham, noch a kasha. Hareini boy alayich al menas sheyirtze abo. I'm sorry?
No, I'm just...
Yeah, everything okay? Yep, okay. Har any boy alaych, I am boy, in other words, the chosin is saying to the kala, when they have their first beer, mit abi almanas, can you hear? Abi almanas.
Is this a kedusha beer?
Either kedusha beer or it's the suah beer. But the maysa, the beer is almanas, shiir tse abba.
The suun is that would be. The suun is b'rishusa. Okay, I don't want to go.
Okay. Anyway, almanas, shiir tse abba, as long as my father will agree. So he's making a condition. My father doesn't know about it. Apparently he's away. He'll come back. He'll hear about it. If my father is masked to it, then the kedusha, this beer should be chal. Zok the Gemara, yet what happens if the father, in fact, is not masked? Even if the father says afterwards, I'm not masking me kudeshes, the beer was chal after all. Even if the father says no, the beer is chal after all. Reb Shimon Yehudah, Mishim Reb Shimon, Rotzah mikudeshes. After all, that was his tonight. If the father is masking mikudesh, Rotzah any mikudeshes. Aha. Okay. Zuti Mar Bahacha, Dechitos Isha Achas Dami. Now, even though it says Dechi, Rashi says we're not going to say with Dechi, Bahacha Tois Isha Achas Dami. We're not talking about two women, we're just talking about one woman. And we have a machloikis here between the Tanakama and between the Bishimim and Yehuda Mishim and Bishimim. And what's the chayr of the machloikis? The machloikis is the Gemara assumes legabi nochem will be inyanim of nedarim. That if there's going to be a neder and the father's going to hear about it and he's going to be upset about it, that should go according to the Tanakama. That should go make the thing fall away. And according to the second man, the Yama, no, that it still remains a good kedushin. And thus, frek the Gemara, is that in fact the pshat in this brisa? And if so, I see even Isha Achas, there's a machloikis, not between Rabbi Shmuel, but between these two Tanoim. And Rabbi said before, Dibri Akoil, everything Gemara 9-9 has nothing to do with this Nedarim business. So Gemara, Hasim b'hakem efligi. Ma'asov amanas sheyirtze av amanas sheyishtoy ka'av. V'ashosikle. U'ma'asov amanas sheyoymer abahein. V'holi omer abahein. The question is, it has nothing to do with our sugya. It has to do with how do you interpret the words amanas sheyirtze abah. Is yirtze abah means that he has to make an affirmative statement and say, I am happy and I'm grinning and smiling from ear to ear? Or is it enough that he doesn't protest and he's not moicha? In other words, the non-negative, that he doesn't protest. Aha. That's machloikis. What does that mean? The words actually years of Abba. Zok Yimara. The first one, the Yomamar Savar, Almanashi Yirtza'av, Almanashi Yishtoika'av, Vashosikle, as long as Abba comes on the scene and he doesn't say anything, even though he didn't affirmatively say, I'm happy, but the fact that he was quiet, Shtika Kohida, mask him, showing, he may not be so happy, but the Maisa, he didn't protest, and therefore the Kedushin is Chal, even though, like the guy said, Avabi Shalei Rotza, it doesn't mean that the father didn't want. Even if he didn't make a statement that he is Rotza. By Yishtika, that's enough.
But by both these scenarios, he's doing the same thing. The father's just a quiet introvert, he's not telling anybody anything.
He's not saying anything.
If he's right or not.
Correct. Says the Tanakam, that's enough. Because when he said the words, Amanashi Yitzaba, means that the father should not protest, and he didn't protest. So therefore, that's enough. Shikaito, his silence speaks louder than words. That's enough. He's talking to Tzaita Mandiyama, no, Mandiyama Sovar. Amanashi Yitzaba, hein. Amanashi Yitzaba means that he has to say specifically and explicitly, Mazel Tov, Mita Shmeichel, and Tanzim, Mita Chusin, etc. Mita Gartel, Mita Kalab, and Mita Mitzitanz. So you have to see that he's taka delighted. Amanashi Yimab, Hein, Vali Me'el, if he didn't say Hein, his Gunish, Mit Gunish. And that's the Machlek, nothing to do with our Sukh.
Once more point, is it
Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, or Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, or Rabbi Shimon? Here's Rabbi Shimon. Before we had Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Yeah. You see, the same Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, before Rabbi Shimon, here's Rabbi Shimon.
Did you see that before they were Makkah?
Should we go one more?
Okay.
The Mishnah doctor. The first Mishnah in Mesechta Kedusha. Eisvei. One more Shnei Gemara by side. Eisvei. Moed b'cham l'Rabbi Elazar. B'ktana sheisia avia v'nizkarsha. V'yesoim v'chaya av. V'echzira. Shechaletz z'loim nisya bembes. Neshe gerusha. Gerushin gemurim. V'en chazorosa chazora gemura. Who? What is this case all talking about? It says that the Chum agreed to Rabbi Elazar. Meaning, but in another case, they are disagreeing with Rebbe Lezer. Now, which case are they masking? Which case are they not masking? So, our Gemara brings us back to the good old days of Masechtas Yevamos. What was the good old days of Masechtas Yevamos? What happens if you have two brothers? One married a woman. And they were married, and unfortunately, Rachman al-Islan, he passed away, leaving over no children. Now, what happens to the second brother? Everybody remembers from Sechzi Yivamas, what do you gotta do? Yim Chalitza. After Abishol said, only Chalitza, but Amais is Achi of Yim Chalitza. Very, very simple. What happens, new case, that you have a husband, and you have again the two brothers, and you have the wife, and instead of the first husband giving a get, he terminated the marriage by his soul departing. And Nebuch, the person passed away, and Nebuch, she's now, I'm sorry, not the soul departing. Instead of departing for get, he gave her a get. And that's how it's from, I tried to dramatize, and then it just fired back at me. Anyway, bottom line is, he gave her a get. Is there a mitzvah now for the second brother to go and marry the gerusha of his first brother?
Why?
It's gerusha zocher, and it's also, he's not allowed to. Okay, everybody agrees. Now let's make a third case, which is slightly more complicated. And that is, again, the two brothers and one wife. The first brother married that wife, and he terminated the marriage by giving a get, and everybody would say, they're not allowed to get married, chulid, And guess what happened? The first husband decided to be machse grushose, and she was not married in between, no problem. And now he married her second time, mazel tov, and then he died.
And the fact that she's a grusha from the first marriage, or she's a widow from the
exactly. So the question is she considered to be grusha sachem, because she was grusha sachem for one time? Or do you say, no, now she's an almana, and now there's a dinner yibam, and so what's up there? So what do you think? It should be a dinner. That's what you would say.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a big machloikis. The machloikis is between the chachamim, and Rebbe Lezer, what do you do under those circumstances? Do you allow for Yibam or don't you allow for Yibam? Zokti Mora, but Moidim Chum Rebbe Lezer, in that case it's Taka Machlokes, but even the Chum would agree to Rebbe Lezer. Biktana Sheisia Avia Viniskarsha, when Hamdi is talking about a Ktana, the father married her off, she got a get, and she was still a Ktana. And now the halacha is, because the father gave kiddushin, and now he also accepted the get, from this point on, not only is her marriage terminated to her husband, but her relationship to her father also terminates vis-a-vis his right to go and marry her off a second time.
She was in the suwa.
She was already, exactly, since she already became independent, even though she was still a ktana, but nevertheless, from this point on, the father loses his rights to go and marry her off a second time to somebody else. This is what the Gemara called Yisayim B'chaye Av. Technically, she has a father, but Legabi Hilchas Kedushin Nisuin, she doesn't have a father. But she could get married through the mother or an older brother. Okay, now guess what happened? The Chzira and the Chusin says, I forget about your father and his father, but I want to go and marry again. The Chzini Taka took her back a second time. And what happened after he took her back? He passed away. Okay, so what's the din now?
In this case, do we have the same idea about the mother and the brother having kind of a...
Yeah, has to be, because since she's a ktana, she can get married on her own. So she needs somebody else that has...
Theoretically, she could do me and also the second time around.
100%?
Yeah, you can. Well, if you remember, we had the famous parak Ram Gamliel, Yesh miyun achar miyun, yesh get achar get, yesh miyun achar biya, yesh biya achar miyun. That was like such a geshmak parak. Anyway, if you want to delve into that, we have to wait till we get back to Yibam. But anyway, beginning back to Argumar. In this case, even the Rabbanu would agree to Blazer, Shechaletz is V'loi Mesibeth. Why would he agree Chaletz was Yibam? Why can't you do a Yibam? In other words, the Rabbanu normally hold you can do a Yibam the second time, even though she was Grushas Achid, but now she's Almonas Achid, and therefore there is a din of Chaletz is Oymas Yibam. Why over here do they say only Chalitz and not Yibam? The get that the father received was a get min HaTorah, because after all, the father was Mekadosh min HaTorah, he took a get min HaTorah. It was a full-fledged get. Since she's still a Ktana, and the other guy married her, it was not with the benefit of the father, it was only with the benefit of the mother or the older brother. It was Chnoa mid Rabbana. The Chazara is not a Chazara Gemura. And therefore, since the Chazara is not a Chazara Gemura, now when the husband died, she's still that grushis ochiv min ha-toira, even though she's an almonis ochiv midrabanan. Ah, the almonis ochiv midrabanan. She's that grushis ochiv. So therefore, avada, she cannot have yibam, but we should still do chalitza nevertheless. And therefore, that's why the chum amoydis reblaze. Bemed vorm amurim kishigirsha kishihi ktana vechziri kishiktana. Because everything was ktana, ktana, ktana. Ah, but gishik kishiktana vechziri kishigdoila. What happens now? It's already a year or two or 3 years later. And this ktanala has now become Magdoila, and now he's Machzir. Oy Sheikh Zira Kishiktana, or he took her back when she was still a Ktana, but the Godla Ed Sloy, she now Baruch Hashem became a Bas Mitzvah, she's now a Gdoila, and now Umes, and the assumption is he continued living with her after she became a Metaravishmo before Tazoy. So now everybody would agree that this, not, I wouldn't say everybody agree, but in this case the Chacham say, I do not agree to Reb Lezer Chaletzel and Mesir Bemis, but rather I would say that this marriage has now been upgraded to a full fledged Kedushin the Araisa, and therefore that's like my Stam case that we started off with, that although she was Grushas Achiv originally, if after that she remarried the same husband, and the husband died, she's now an Almana, Zung the Chachamim, Oy Chaletz, Oy Mesir Bemes, you can do either Yibam or Chalitza. Notice the Gemara says Chaletz is first, like Abishol, it's preferable to do Chalitza, but Lamaitzi she can do either Chalitza or Yibam. Mamishim Reb Lezer, Amru, no Chaletz, Oy Mesir Bemes. Okay. What does it have to do with us? And Rashi said, not kitois, but the tois isha achas. We're talking about one girl. We're not talking about multiple girls. Oh, peligi, and nevertheless, there is a machloikis. Yet you said before that in Rabba holds that the whole machloikis is only by isha achas ke'en shtei noshim. But if you're talking about isha achas, then there's no machloikis. How can we have a machloikis over here? So tomorrow, hasanami b'hokam mifligi, mar sover odem yudea she'en kiddushik tane klum. In other words, the final case which we're talking about, that hechzira shiktana the godla etzlai. Now she became a gdoyla etzlai. A person knows that ain kedusha ktana klum, and therefore now when she becomes bas mitzvah, the gomav al hashem kedusha. Now he upgrades him. This was Rav Svar in the Amud Aleph. Ain bilos bilas nus. He wants upgraded to be the maximum. Now it's a kedusha min ha-toyra. Since it becomes a kedusha min ha-toyra, if he subsequently dies, I chalet to say misya bemes. Umar sabe enam yedei she kedusha ktana klum. V'chikabal adai the kedusha rishon. Kabbalah, that was Shmuel Svar on the Amud Aleph, and therefore it continues to be the old Kedushin Drabana, it's Kedushin Drabanan, and she's a Grushas Achiv, the Oiraisa, the Almanas Achiv Drabana cannot trump the Grushas Achiv, the Oiraisa. Okay.